Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
We are broadcasting live from Nordson this morning in Amherst. It's part of Manufacturing Day all over the United States, designed to kind of spotlight the manufacturing in the local area. And today the kickoff is going on at Nordson. We're joined this morning by Commissioner Ted Kahlo. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig.
Thank you for being with us.
Wouldn't miss this event. This is wonderful.
Well, I tell you what, we were talking with Tony just a few moments ago about the state of manufacturing in Lorain County. How do you see it?
Oh, it's picking up. Just speaking with Doug Bloomfield from Nordson, who you had on earlier today, and they're having record quarters. North America is really picking up, and we're just trying to introduce to our youth, the middle students and the high school students, the benefit of entering the manufacturing field. I think what's happened over the years, we've pressed our children so far into the secondary education. They want to become accountants and doctors and lawyers and scientists, that we need them to start figuring out that we need to be part of the manufacturing. I mean, manufacturing is 17.5 million jobs in this country, so it's extremely important to teach them. It may not be the most glorious position in the world. They're not going to be making MTV by working in manufacturing, but they'll be able to make a very good living for them and their families.
From a commissioner standpoint, from a county standpoint, what can you do to bring that growth about in this area?
Well, we've got multiple avenues of achieving that, whether it's workforce development organization that helps with training with displaced workers and helping our youth who need to step up their game with soft skills trainings, to the dollars that are available through our Team Lorain County, through Jobs Ohio and the state of Ohio, Department of Administrative Services, helping our companies expand. And we've got a very strong group, Lorain County Growth Partnership, which includes the Chamber of Commerce, Lorain County Community College and Dr. Roy Church, the GLIDE program, our community development, our solid waste department, to help put together all the pieces that makes it attractive to keep our companies here, allow them to expand, and then working with, again, the joint vocational school and the college, the training for those students to then stay here and work here.
Sounds like there has to be a lot of collaboration, a lot of cooperation between all of those parties.
Well, that's what we've been working on over the years. When I first got in office back in 2005, everything was quite disenfranchised. And we worked very hard with a lot of really good, agreeable partners who wanted to make something happen. So we came up with the Growth Partnership, one-stop shop for economic development. We're located on the fifth floor of the County Administration Building, and it's worked out very well. We all hit a bump in the road with the recession that hit us in 08 and 09 and 10 and just coming out now. But I see bigger and better things for Lorain County, especially in regards to manufacturing. It's still the top job producer in our county is manufacturing.
Whenever you talk about getting somebody in, you're almost like a real estate agent, location, location, location. Mm-hmm. Lorain County has a great location, not only with the, you know, the highways, the rail, the water, and everything like that. Are these benefits still to the manufacturing companies of the future?
Oh, without a doubt. You can manufacture anything anywhere. You can make that widget in Lorain, Ohio. I guess you could make that widget in South America. But what the benefit of making that widget up here in Northeast Ohio, or we are 500 miles either side of us to the largest population in the country. We can get to more than half of the population throughout the United States, 500 miles either side of Lorain, Ohio. And again, we move on the water with shipping. We move with rail. The Growth Partnership, our county community development, is constantly working with rail to improve additional parts of tracks. It's extremely expensive, but our companies need to be able to put their product on a railway and ship it out. Again, the trucking, we have major highway access. I wish we had a direct link to southern Ohio, like a 71 through Lorain County, but we weren't able to achieve that. We've been able to work past those shortcomings, though, and still perform quite well.
And then, of course, for the employees of those companies, the areas to live, that's another aspect that you can promote.
Oh, the quality of life. I mean, we've got between Lake Erie, with the port, the Black River Landing, Sheffield Lake Boat Launch, Avon Lake Boat Launch, we get into Vermilion, work our way all the way out to Cedar Point, and then as we're going east, you have all major sports. I mean, it's a great place to raise your family, so we keep pushing the benefits. Lorain County has a lower tax bracket. Our sales tax is less than either county abutting us, and we perform quite well. Our schools are doing better. People are supporting those. So, I mean, all-around benefit, growing up here, getting an education, and staying here is very important to the health of our county overall.
Commissioner Ted Kahlo, thanks for sharing a little bit of time this morning. I know you'll be one of the people who will issue a proclamation this morning. They've got the agenda going underway at about 8:45 this morning as we are at Nordson Corporation this morning as part of the Manufacturing Month. This is the kickoff event for today. And looking at their calendar, there's so many different things that are going on here related not only with the tours of different facilities where people get to kind of show the behind the scenes, because many of these, Commissioner, you know, many of these companies, they're down at the end of a road or a sign, and unless you work there, you have no idea what's happening behind there. But obviously, this is an opportunity for some of the people in the community will get a chance to see that. But also, the educational aspect is being promoted this month.
Well, our small and medium manufacturers are quite quiet. It's not like driving by a Ford plant or driving by U.S. Steel.
Right.
But the smaller plants employ more employees than all those big plants put together. So, I mean, in regards to National Manufacturing Day, across the country, there's 1,600 events going on today. I mean, you're talking a large portion of our students will get the opportunity to look and see the benefit of going to a manufacturing career. So, I mean, it's a blessing. And again, I thank Nordson and all the other companies that are participating in this. And I think it's going to be a boon to our youth and a boon to the companies to look for those future employees.
I think so, too.